I'm George Flynn, and welcome to the show, In-Depth TV. Today, we're going to talk about the way you make decisions, or why you should make decisions, and memory. And the two topics don't seem to be interconnected too much, but wait. What do you see what we're going to talk about? In making decisions, so many people put it off. They procrastinate. Making decisions for a lot of people is very, very difficult because when they decide, to decide means to cut off other possibilities. Decisions. So it's like incisions. You cut off other possibilities. You take one possibility and you pick one and you leave the others alone. In other words, the others are no longer in your ability to implement because you've decided on one thing. So many people go through the tomorrow syndrome. Oh, we'll worry about that tomorrow. And tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. And it keeps on going and going and going, and you never make a decision. That is what's called really procrastinating in a serial manner. You put it off one day, and then you put it off another day. And, you know, a lot of people make decisions, or they say they're going to make decisions, especially in the evening, or especially on the weekend. And then we all get busy. We're all just too busy. We're busy maintaining what we're doing every day. You know, the same thing day after day after day. And you've been there, and you understand what I'm talking about. It's the same old thing. And it's hard to change. And a decision, it usually means to change. We're usually going to change what we're doing, and it's so easy just to stay in what we're doing. And we repeat the same pattern day after day after day. The same thing. We get up at the same time. It's kind of like that movie Groundhog Day, and I've watched it once or twice, but you do the same thing day after day, and you continue with these patterns. But what patterns are they? Well, you get up the same time, you have the same breakfast, you go to the same place for work or whatever you do that morning, then you have lunch, probably at the same place and probably the same lunch, and then you have your afternoon, and then all of a sudden it's evening, you have dinner, and you see what I'm talking about. It's the same pattern every day. And we wonder why we're not getting different results. Well, the old adage says, if you keep on doing the same thing day after day after day, you're going to keep getting the same results. And if you change one thing, it will change your results. And why do we not believe in that? Because that is the truth. If you continue to do the same thing, you're going to continue to get the same results. And that's, you know it, I know it, and our entire life script and life system is set up where we're going to continue doing the same thing. That's why it's so hard for some people, me included, to form a new habit. And to form a new habit, people say, well, you have to do something so many days in a row. It's been argued it may be 21 days, it may be 30 days. But if you notice, if you move a trash can in your house from one place to the other, or in your office, one place to the other, you keep throwing paper where that trash can was for about 21 days. Maybe it's 30 days. Some people that are deeply ingrained in their habits, it takes them 60 days. But you have to keep on correcting yourself and getting a new neural pathway in your brain. Oh yeah, the garbage can's over there. I'm going to throw the trash over there. Most people remain stuck. And they say, I don't know why I'm stuck. Because you're running that same program in your head. I'm going to do this today and that today and this. You're going to run these patterns that we've talked about, but they're unconscious patterns. And the first thing we do together, we're going to say, okay, we're going to bring these unconscious patterns to our consciousness. We're going to think about what we're doing, why we're doing it. Can we do it more efficiently? Is it going to take the same amount of time every day? What are we doing and can we do it differently? You know, you probably go to the store or go to work, you probably go the same route every time. Have you ever thought about driving a different route, walking a different route, getting there in a different manner? That's what I'm talking about. And you say, well, wait a minute, I've been doing this for years like this. Well, if you've been doing that for years and your entire life's been the same pattern day after day for years, hard to change. I understand that. But what I'd like for you to understand is you've got a memory. And your memory, part of your memory, is to remember what you were doing back then and what made you get into the cycle or the pattern of doing what you're doing now. Your memory says, well, you know, if I did it that way, it would be bad, and that's the reason I do it this way. And a lot of the times we terrorize ourselves with our memory. We think, if I change this, oh my gosh, everything's going to fall apart. I don't know what I would do. And we terrorize ourselves. We say, oh, that would be bad. Any change would be bad. And we've got to get past that, get over that. Because change is not bad or good, except how we decide it is. But part of your memory is used, and a lot of it, the past memory, is used to continue to do things that work. Those that don't remember the past will go ahead and repeat it. We've heard that before, you know, time and time again. If you don't remember the past, you might repeat those past mistakes. But there's another part of your memory. Now, this is where you've got to really open your mind and think about this with a little bit of an open mind, and I think you'll see where we're going with it. About half of your memory is unused. About half, and a lot of people say, well, yeah, you're right. I can't remember names. I can't remember places. I can't remember how I got there. Sometimes you'll start out from your house and you'll go somewhere and you'll get there and you say, how did I get here? How did I drive? How did I know where to stop at stoplights, at stop signs? You did it unconsciously. But the half of the memory, or the part of the memory that's unused, I say, is you're using it to recall and you're using it from the past. But what about your forward memory? Can you remember what you did tomorrow? And a lot of people say, well, that sounds kind of silly. I can't remember what I did tomorrow because it hadn't happened yet. Well, let's talk about that. Can we imagine what we're going to do tomorrow? Can you just imagine it? Imagine what you're going to do, where you're going to do it, how you're going to be there, how it's going to all work out. Imagine what you're going to do tomorrow. Oh, okay, next hour. And then you get in there and feel what it would really be like to be there. What would it really feel like? Just imagine that you're there, and what would it really feel like to do? Well, really remember how you got there, and then take steps and actions that get you there. Now, if this is seeming a little bit strange, I'd like to give you an example where it'll be a little more understandable. Have you ever planned a trip? You plan a trip. You know where you're going. You know, you plan about, okay, are we going to drive? Are we going to walk? Are we going to fly? How are we going to get there? Going to go on a boat? We're on this trip, and we plan the whole trip out. Now, some people just go on a trip and don't plan. They say, every time there's a left turn, I'm going to turn left. Or every time there's a right turn, I'm going to turn right. Or you flip a coin. And those are kind of fun trips to go on. But I'm talking about a trip that is pre-planned, that you know where you're going to be, you know where you're going to stop the first day, the second day, the third day. You know what hotel or motel or what house, Airbnb, or what friend's house you're going to stay. You plan the details of the trip. And the only thing I want you to do in planning your life is plan it just like a trip and feel what it's going to feel like. Are you going to take a trip to the beach? Feel like what it's going to be at the beach. The sand and the surf and the wind and the mountains. or the, you know, floating down a river. Just feel like what it's going to feel like. And then sometimes it's a real help, especially if you're going in the summer and you feel like what it's going to be like. You use your imagination. You say, it's going to be hot. I better carry a fan. I better carry some cool clothes. Well, there may be some mosquitoes. I'm going to carry some mosquito repellent. It helps you plan. And you take the actions now that will help you in the future. It takes the actions now because you can imagine yourself in the future needing some mosquito repellent. Say, okay, I need it. So you take the action. You go ahead and pack it now in your suitcase or in your duffel bag. So you'll pull it out then. And then you'll say, well, you know, how did you know to have it? Oh, I remembered that I would need it. So you see what I'm talking about. This is trivial, taking a trip, taking a camping trip, but your life is the same way. You want that job. You want that healthy relationship. You want a healthy body. Well, how did you get there? How did you lose all that weight? How did you get your muscles like this? Well, I ate a little bit less. And the other thing I did is I exercised. That tells you what to do. That tells you how you get there. You exercise a little more today to have the benefits tomorrow. So it really isn't that strange talking about remembering the future, because you go to the future in your imagination. You think about, okay, I'm here. What all do I need? And really vividly imagine it. And then you come back to where you are today and say, okay, in the next 6 months, in the next year, in the next 2 years, to get to where I want to go, I'm going to have to do this and this and this. And then you remember from the future, how did I get here? Well, I started making more money by doing this and this, or I found the person I really wanted to be associated with, I found them by doing this and this, or, you know, I found my healthy lifestyle by eating less of this and taking care of myself, by going for checkups, you get the point. So do this with the larger things in your life. Just imagine that you're there. What I want you to do is, people talk about living day by day. And I agree, everyone should live day by day. But in your future, in your big, do we call them goals? Do we call them future life? I want to see you not just have a list of goals, though those are great. I want you to picture your life in the future. Then you ask yourself, how did I get there? This is using your memory. And how did I feel about being here? Was it worth it? I'm here. All of a sudden, you just imagine yourself as being here. Was all that effort, struggle, time, and commitment, was it worth it? Did I really want to do this? And if you say yes, go full speed. If you say, well, I wish I had done it this way, come back and do it the way that your future memory says that you should do it. What I'd like for you to do is learn to live into your future. Live into it. You've got a plan for the future. Let's live to get that plan actualized and realized. I'm George Flynn. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.